Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to think about dimensions of Jesus' promise to us, his invitation for us to come to him that we might find rest. What is the rest of the Lord? Jesus said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." What's the yoke of the Lord? He said, "I am meek and humble of heart. Learn from me, because I'm meek and I'm humble of heart." What does that mean? We've been talking about that this week, and I'd encourage you, if you haven't had a chance to tune into the program, to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You could listen to them on your computer, download them on whatever device you want. The simplest thing to do is just to download the Renewal Ministries app, and you'll get everything that we produce. It's free there for you to encourage you and build you up. We've been doing a lot of YouTube videos during the COVID period, more than we've normally have. I think that have helped a lot of people. And you could watch those. You can watch them on your phone. You can, you know, watch them on your computer. I encourage you to go there to build you up, because there's no question, friends, we're living through a very tumultuous and challenging time. I've talked about it this week in terms of storms. You know, there's various storms that have whipped up. Firstly, the COVID experience itself, COVID-19, the whole world gets shut down. The economy gets shut down. There's fear and panic, and humanity's face to face with its own mortality. So what does that reveal? What does that crisis reveal, the trial? Are people able to remain in peace, rest, or is it mostly fear, anxiety, can't sleep, worry, anger, confusion? What's the condition of the human heart? That's what gets expressed. One of the things that gets exposed and expressed in the context of trial. Where is my heart? What's the security of my life? And what it tells us is, am I living in and from the Holy Spirit in my life? The only reason we can come into what Jesus promised, that we can find rest, and then we can live from rest instead of living from, you know, this radical pace. One of the reasons why the radical pace and the energy of the world, the energy of the world, friends, is it's oppressive. It's filled with fear and competition, zero-sum game, got to get ahead, treadmill constantly going at a high speed, go, 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 trying to find happiness, trying to find fulfillment, trying to find security, trying to find whatever. And most of humanity, or a lot of humanity, especially in the first world, is caught up in it. And so it gets shut down during the period of COVID. The treadmill is stopped. And that's an opportunity, even in the midst of crisis, to say, Scripture says, be still and know that I'm God. Be still. Be with God. That's the heart of the opportunity that the Lord permitted this thing to happen. It's not the source of it, but he permitted it to happen, so that humanity could come face to face with its struggle against mortality, its enemy, death. People don't like to look at it, don't like to talk about it, but death casts a shadow over the human mind and the human heart. Was it the hymn by Zechariah in the first chapter of Luke's Gospel? He said, "The dawn from on high has come upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death. Behold, the light has come." The light of God, the light of Christ, has penetrated the darkness of the shadow of death, the meaninglessness that comes from, you know, we're going to die. We don't know when. We don't know why. People are afraid of it. So there's a power there. And we had to face it more fully in the crisis and in the panic that was there with the COVID virus. And then, of course, at the same time, it was a double whammy, because the economies were shut down. And there go careers. And there go, you know, 40 million jobless people in the United States alone. Bank accounts go. These places of physical security, the place of, and we're facing something that doesn't even look like doctors can solve right away, right? And so people are terrified by it. And at the same time, the weight of the fear of not being financially secure hits. And then boom, the wound emerges in Minneapolis again, the collective, you know, historical wound in the country that's not healed yet of racism. But the response to it, the rage, the anger, and all the things that were at work in the whole thing. So it's the government is shaking. All these things are shaking. So we're shaken. Question is, where's my security? Are Jesus' words real? Is it possible to live from a place of rest in the midst of the storm? Is it possible? Now, I want to go back to Romans 8 today, which looked at the first on Monday because it was one of the readings we were given on Sunday at Mass. And I read the first part of it. And Paul's saying, you no longer live from the flesh, that is, under the domination of the flesh, that basically is a constant worrying at one level or another of the my safety, my pleasure, my will, and yielding to the Lord, letting go. Lord, your will be done, not my will be done. Jesus bore the yoke that was light because he lived for the will of the Father and the love of his neighbor. And so it was secure. His whole purpose was secure. Nothing could separate him from the love of the Father. And that love is ultimate. There's no power in this world that compares to it. And Jesus knew this world was fallen, broken, it was going to pass away. But he knew his eternal security, you could say. From all eternity, he knew the Father and trusted the Father. And he came to introduce us into that relationship with the Father and gave us real living relationship in the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So Paul is saying here in Romans 8, you know, because the Spirit of God dwells in you now, you don't have to live from the flesh. You ought to live from the Spirit. The Spirit now is a power within leading you to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and live his way of life. And that means living from his rest and bearing his yoke. And how that gets manifested, friends, in terms of how we move from the flesh to the Spirit, that's the transition. That's one way of describing the spiritual journey that we're on and cooperating with God's grace. The saints are the most radicalized believers, the ones who really believe these words and said, hey, this is true. I'm going after it with all my heart, all my strength. That's it. I want it. I don't want to just go in halfway. I don't want to go in a little bit of a way because I'm afraid I'm not going to get all the great stuff in the world that I can have. I don't want to get too serious about religion because some people may not like me. I won't be considered part of the beautiful crowd or whatever the temptation is to stay in the world in some way or in the flesh. The saints are those that said, no, I Jesus, crucify it. Crucify my flesh. Put it to death. I don't want it. I want you. And they were able to say that, friends, because they paid attention and they found the pearl of great price. They found the treasure that was hidden in the field. Remember the story of the treasure hidden in the field? The man finds his treasure and it's spectacular. It's beautiful. It's wow. And he takes the treasure and he buries it. And then he buys the land so he can possess what's in the land, on the land, which includes that treasure. Many Catholics, I think, and what gets manifested, and many people are expected to buy the land never having seen the treasure. The saints caught a glimpse of the treasure and sold it all. Sold it all. Said, no, this is it. There's nothing better than this. This is the greatest treasure I could possibly have, is this gift of the Holy Spirit and my becoming a child of God and living in fellowship with God. This is greatness. This is the best. And I see in myself, yes, Jesus is right. There's stuff in me that's so attached to a world that resists God. I'm so enslaved to the opinions of men. I live in the minds of other people. I'm a man pleaser, or I'm pursuing my own pleasure, the recognition of myself. I mean, if I live for God, then I have to put aside the kingdom I'm building and my priorities and all the rest. So that's where lots of people are at. And the saints were like, forget it. You can have it all because this is the treasure. And I want to store up treasure in heaven. I want the whole thing. And they showed us what can happen in this life to a person who goes all in with the Lord, who puts all his chips in, doesn't hold back any chips. I'm in. I'm betting everything on this. I'm not hedging my bets. There's a lot of hedging of bets going on because people want the world. People don't fully trust God, not fully converted. And so what happens is you're living in the twilight, you're living in between. That's the worst place to be. That's what Jesus said, be hot or be cold. Be for me or be against me. He finds it offensive that he gave everything and you're like, okay, I'll pay attention to you for a little bit, Jesus. I'll do a little bit of good stuff for you. I'll give to this charity and that charity, but pretty much I'm going to live the way I want to live. I'm not really looking to you, Lord, to know how to live. And so we might be fooling ourselves. We go to church occasionally, pray occasionally. But friends, if you're not living in the Word of God, living from the, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. Ignorance of Christ means you're not really a serious follower of Christ. You're not passionate to know Christ. Like Paul said, I want to know Jesus Christ and the power of his resurrection, fellowship in his suffering. I want to be just like him. And that's what the Spirit, if we're listening to the Spirit, that's where the Holy Spirit will lead us. If we're not going in that direction, you can know for sure you're not listening to the Spirit in your life. You're not yielding to the voice and the presence of the Spirit in your life. So Paul says in verse 13, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you'll live. Okay, how do you come into rest? How do you bear the yoke of the Lord? How do you walk in meekness and humility and actually find joy and refreshment in that? And all the craziness of the treadmill and the burdens of the world and all the expectations get taken off your heart and you become a free man and a free woman is you do this. Those things are the work of the flesh, the world of flesh and the devil. How do you overcome it? By the Spirit that's in you. If by the Spirit, Paul says, you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. You'll live the way Jesus calls you to live, and you'll live, you'll receive the promises, and you'll begin to think like Jesus, you'll begin to walk like Jesus, you'll begin to experience life like Jesus did. I mean, it might lead in a culture that's growing in resistance to Jesus, it might lead for you, some people to die and be martyrs, possibly, in life. I mean, it happens today in the world. But think about how the martyrs, think about how the saints went to their death. You know, the early martyrs in the church, one of the reasons why Rome got converted was that some of the testimony of those who literally were the ones who killed the saints, beheaded them or whatever, was that they were overwhelmed by the fact that those they were killing were at peace and forgave them and died in joy. They were overwhelmed by this. Like, who are you people? Don't you know I'm about to cut your head off? I'm going to cut you out of this world. I'm going to feed you to lions. Who were those people? They were ordinary people, men and women, even children, who found the pearl of great price, who found the treasure hidden in the field, who gave their entire lives to Jesus. They did it freely, joyfully, because they experienced what Jesus promised, this gift of the Holy Spirit that gave them conviction and strength beyond their wildest imagining, and at the core of it was radical love. Radical love, the awareness of God's love, was life-transforming, friend. Let it be so for us. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.